And this is what our Torah is hinting to us, this advice that Rav Nosson Zal just gave us in addressing this problem, which the vast majority of Klal Yisrael has to deal with all the time. These outside thoughts, these extraneous thoughts, and sometimes they're bad thoughts, terrible thoughts, sinful thoughts. And Rav Nosson Zal says that our Torah, in presenting us the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan, in the words of that mitzvah is hidden this very important advice. Ki kore kan tzipor lefanecha baderech. The pasuk says, if a bird's nest, if you'll meet up with a bird's nest on the road. Hainu, meaning, kishetirtze la'asoik be'eze dovor shebikdusha, when you'll want to be involved in performing some type of a mitzvah, some type of an act of holiness, tefila, Torah, whatever it is. She'oz ato oisek bebchinas kan sipur, which means you're involved in dealing with this bird's nest. Dahainu likach ulahalois nefoshois hanafulois. What you're actually involved in is taking and elevating the fallen souls, those souls and sparks of Kedusha that have fallen into the Sitrachra, or they've fallen from their original level. Shehem Bechinas Kan Sipur Kanal. As we explained in the previous year, the Zohar HaKadosh, the Sifrei Kabbalah, refer to those souls as these little birds, these chicks in the nest. Ubefrat, especially Be'eis Oskoi B'Diburei Toiru Tfila, when a person's involved in speaking words of Toiru and Tfila. Shehem Bechinas Tziparto Dekoi Ad Karsulei B'Mayo. Rabbeinu Zal in Likutei Moran in chapter 11 quotes a story in the Gemara, one of the stories of Rabba Bar Bar Chona, where he saw a bird that was standing in the water up to its ankles in deep water. And Rabbeinu Zal shows there that the bird represents Dibur. Birds are known as chatterboxes. Ki hadibur nikra tzipur, tzipur, kemashkozo b'simen yud aleph, because birds are, Dibur's speech is called birds, as Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Torah Yud Aleph. And this is also the pasuk that says, "Ubal kenofayim yagidovor," that the master, the one who possesses wings, he will tell over your words. So we see again this connection between the master of wings, the birds, and dibur. Hainu ki oifois vitziporim shem balei kenofayim, birds who have possessed wings. Heim bebechinas dibur, they represent dibur. Vizehu, and this is why the pasuk goes on to say, v'ho'eim roivetze salu efreichim, that the mother of these chicks is standing over them, is hovering, is lying on top of them. Hainu shebechinas eim habonim, shehu his boinenus hasechel. The mother represents bina. The mother represents the thinking process, the deep thinking process in a person's mind. His boinenus hasechel roivetz tomed al hadiburim, is always hovering over and lying on top of the dibur, the words. Shehim b'chinas efreichem oibetzim, the words are referred to as the chicks or the eggs, deles gatfen delohin shleimen, whose wings have not yet fully developed. They're not yet ready to fly on their own. Hainu adiburim she'ein lohem adayin shleimus. This refers to a person's words which are not yet perfect. We're talking about a Jew who has not yet been zeichet to shleimus hadibur. V'hizboinenus ha-seichel roivetz aleihem lagdilom ola shlimom. And the thoughts, the thought process of a person is lying on top, is on top of this dibur, trying to elevate the dibur, trying to complete the dibur. Umachma shebozeh ho'ilom nechaz b'roiv ho'ilom ha-yitzron ro'en ha-megushomim. And because of the fact that in this physical world, by majority of people, the Yetzirah, the evil inclination, shows itself in the person's brain, in the person's thoughts. Shemavalvelenis ha'odom moed kanal. It messes up the person's brain in a very big way. It keeps shooting all kinds of bad thoughts into the person's mind. V'ikar hisgarus ha'yetzirah v'chayeloisav hu b'machshova v'asechel. The main place where the evil inclination and all of his armies try to battle against the Jew, try to harm a Jew, is in thought, in machshava, in seichel. Because the Yetzirah tries very hard to turn things upside down. Because a Jew is supposed to be thinking with his brain, with all kinds of holiness, about Hashem, about Torah, about mitzvahs. That's how a person starts off all types of holiness. All kinds of holy words and actions begin in the mind. It begins in thought. Vehu betach buloisav, and the Yetzirah, with all of his tricks and all of his wiles, mezgaber daikal his boinonus hasechel, he fights the person in his brain, in his thoughts. Shehu bechinas eim habonim. We said that the his boinonus hasechel is referred to as the mother of the children. And the Yetzirah tries to fight the person's brain, the person's thoughts, with all kinds of assorted confusions. Whether he diverts his attention to think about all kinds of nonsense, and when he's trying to focus and concentrate on thinking about Torah or thinking about mitzvahs, his mind wanders off and thinks about all kinds of other things. Especially at the time when the person is trying to produce with their thoughts, lahoilid hadavar shebikdusha, to actually create something of kedusha, sheze bechinas, as the pasuk says, as Dovr HaMelech says, ubechet yechemas miimi, my mother gave birth to me in sin. Bechet, Dovr HaMelech is referring to things in his background, going back to Yehuda and Tamar and Leuten, is all kinds of things in his background. But Rav Nosson Zal says again, look here, we said Imi, the mother, refers to the thoughts, the Hizbainanus HaSeichel, which is doing battle against this Chet, this Yetzirah that's right in there. Alkein Mazheres HaTorah, therefore the Torah warns us, Loisika Choeim Halabonim, don't try to grab the mother together with the chicks. Shaleach to shalach esoim, send the mother away, meaning shetizoher shalei torutz achroheim, be careful, do not run after the mother, sheheim habilbulim shabasechel, which is those thoughts, those extraneous thoughts that are in your brain, v'hamachshava, that are in your sechel machshava, likhom l'tofsen, to try to grab them and punch their lights out, or beat them up, or step on them. Don't try to do any of those things. Kioz, because if you do that, zev ezel oitala biyadecha, you're not going to win the fight against them, and you're going to lose the Torah, the tefillah that you were trying to do, that you were in the middle of trying to do. You're going to lose on both fronts. Ki loisucha lispalel, because if you try to engage these thoughts in battle, you're not going to daven, you're going to stop davening, you're going to interrupt your davening. Vegam hamachshova yisgaper yoser, and you'll fall deeper into those other thoughts. Kanal, as we mentioned earlier, Machmas Goidel Toikev Hagolus Shel Elu Hanefoshois Hanefulois, because of the fact that these souls that are so weak at this time, they're so much steeped in exile, they're so weak, they can't stand up to the Yetzirah and actually fight against them. She'oz Kol Ma She'oiskim L'Zgaber Keneged HaMachshavois, and when these souls are in that weak state, if they try to engage the Yetzirah in battle, the Yetzirah will get stronger. He'll be harder on them. Al kein, therefore, Iker Ho'etza, the only advice, the correct advice of how to deal with it is, Shaleach Teshaleach Esoim, send away the mother, Vesabonim Tikachloch, and take the little chicks to yourself, the little birds. Meaning, send away the mother. Disregard the mother. Don't engage the mother. Just move away from the mother. Get her out of, you know, separate yourself from the mother. The mother here represents all of that confusion and all of those other thoughts that have grabbed onto your brain. But rather, let go of them. Let them leave. Let them go away. And don't chase after them to do any battle against them. And through by following this advice, you will get them to leave and to remove themselves from you. Bibichinas, as the pasuk says, shaleach tishalech esoim, send away the mother. Rak vesabonim tikach loch, and only take the baby birds to yourself. Habonim heim hanefoshois hamizbarorois al yidei hadiburim hakdoshim. The little birds in this case represent those souls that you succeed in sorting out, in purifying, in elevating as a result of the words that you're speaking, the words of Torah, the words of Tefillah. Heim levad tikach loch. Them you can take for yourself. Vitizke bohem la'aloisim alvaram. And go ahead and elevate them and separate them from the tumah. Wash off, get rid of the tumah that's on everything and purify them. Avoles so'aim, but the mother, shehi bechinas ubechet yechemas mi'imi, as the pasuk says, in sin my mother conceived me, meaning the sin itself, the bad thoughts themselves, shehi bechinas hizgabrus hademyoinois vabilbulim shebizbeinois sichlecha, that's referring to all of that those fantasies and those other nonsensical thoughts that are in your brain, teshalach, send them away. Utesalik midaitcha. Disengage from them. Just put your brain into your Torah and Tefillah. V'loitestakil alayim. Don't look at them. V'loitilchem imoim. Don't try to fight them. Lokcham alotavsam. To grab hold of them or anything. Ki ein lecha koyach lozeh. Because you do not have the ability to succeed at that. Machmas oitzem hagolus kanal. Because of the fact that right now, the golus, the exile that we're in, is so powerful, is so severe. So in this state, we can't try to engage those thoughts and fight them head on, most of us.